Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Mem Gimel, and we're going to be learning Simen Ches. We're going to actually learn the Simen now. So, Yimachal Basecha Suda Minei Tartin. If he eats during the meal types of tarts, and Nasim Bimili Paris, which is dough with a pocket of fruit and some type of fruit inside of it, apple fladen Mikadoma. So, the example of that is this. Something called an apple fladen. So said Bob Mach was a suda of Insarch Lavorach. So we already pointed out that Paspa Bakistan, Mikra then requires a bracha when he eats it as kinoach, as part of the dessert, but he would eat it as part of the meal for the purpose of satiation. The same way we said before, if you eat fruits to fill you up, does not require a bracha. This is not worse than that. So, by the case of the fruit, we need to try and figure out what his intent is. And maybe we have to do some type of action of eating it together with bread, etc. But over here, we do not require that. If it's eaten during the time of the meal, as opposed to as a dessert, so we assume that his intent is for the purposes of filling himself up. It's one of the foods which is there to satiate. And therefore, it's considered bal machmas asuda, and there's no need to make a bracha on it. And some people argued, well, you have to make a bracha on fruit during the meal, so let's take some of the fruit out and make a bracha on it separately. Take out some of the filling, which is the fruits, and make a bracha on it. To have a bracha lebatola, shehem nasim tefela leisa. Even though we said that when your person eats fruits during the meal, arguably he has to make a bracha. But over here, it's irrelevant. Why? Because it's part of this one. It's one unit, and it's a tuffel to the dough of this recipe of this food. So it's one unit, they're baked together. So there's no need to make a bracha separately on the both parts. They function as one unit, and we have a general rule. When you have mezonos and other foods, which are in a case of ikur and tofel, so we assume the mezonos is the ikur. Again, there will be some more details about it when we learn all of the rules of ikur and tofel, but that's the basic assumption. So we're saying over here that assumption is valid. So a person would actually attempt to make a bracha on the filling, it's actually a bracha lebatola. So case of an ikur and a tofel, so the case where they've been bonded into one unit intrinsically by virtue of being cooked together, etc., there's a case where it just happens to be that they're a unit right now. Right now they're in a taruvus, so that's a little more complicated. So let's say, for example, you have a fruit cocktail, small pieces. So in any bite, you're getting a little bit of everything. So over there, for example, the rules you follow the roiv. If the majority of it is fruits of the dumbest sort, bananas, pineapples, strawberries, etc. You make adama. If the majority is apples and peaches and those type of things, you make eights. Let's say I want to take some of the hadama out and eat it separately. So if you do that first, so the rive is ha'eitz, fruits which are ha'eitz. The miyad is fruits which are adama. But he hasn't made a ha'etz yet. He takes one of the pieces of hadama out and eats it separately. So that would require a bracha. We would recommend not to do that because you can eat it as a teruah and make one bracha. Here he's going to end up making two brachas, but it's not a bracha lebatala because he needs to make a bracha on the food. It's all by itself right now. It's not in a teruah. But in a case where it's baked together, it's not even an option. You can't say, well, before I eat the mezonos, I'll take some of the fruit out and make a bracha on it. The fruit, by virtue of being cooked together or baked together with the mezonos, becomes part of the unit, and taking it out, making its own bracha on it, would be also to do, because it's not chayiv in its own bracha, it's a bracha levatala. So the same thing during the meal over here, he's not making a bracha on the mezonos, but the mezonos is tafel to the bread, because it's there, lahaspia, and the fruit is tafel to the mezonos, and therefore there's no need to make any bracha, and if you did, it's a bracha levatala. Okay, that's the first half of the siman. Yes, Hashem, we will do the remainder of the siman in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.